Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to change gears here. We've been talking an awful lot about the First Amendment, and we've been talking about elections, and we've been talking about Ebola. And today I'm bringing on a guest, Kimberly Weeks. And she is an advocate for the Second Amendment for women. We believe the only war on women is taking away our right to defend ourselves. You know, that comes first and foremost before birth control. In my opinion, it's kind of insulting to think that that's all that we care about every day. Kimberly has been a victim, and she has become quite the advocate and speaker for the Second Amendment and for women. And we want to welcome you today. Kimberly, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I hear you have quite a story to tell, and we only have 1 hour, and we have commercials that cut us up. So I want you to go ahead and tell a little bit about yourself and your story and how you came to be where you are today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
You're more than welcome.
I grew up in Greeley, Colorado. It's about an hour north of Denver area. Went to school here at UNC and started there in 2004. In 2006, one of my best friends and I moved off campus to some housing that was pretty much college area. And a stranger broke into my apartment in the early morning hours of May of 2006 and sexually assaulted me. Mm. So I was held there for 2 hours, being 20 years old, thinking, this is how I'm going to die. And I had to really rely on myself to get that crime reported, go through the legal process and everything that led up to his successful conviction about 16 months later. So in that time, I decided that I wanted to release my name to the media because typically sex assault victims are not named. And I was so tired of seeing all the headlines that just it was his name and his face, and nobody understood that backstory that went with it. Like, here's the real ripple effect and how it's affecting our community. And so when I decided to do that after we got that guilty conviction, it just started from there. So I gave speeches to different advocate groups, and then it kind of went into college classes and law enforcement academies and different areas of the justice system. And so now I'm actually doing some state and international conferences where I basically present my case, talk about the things that worked and the things that didn't. And then I really got involved in the gun battle last year when it was a very heated debate in Colorado, which I'm sure we're all very, very versed on. But I went and spoke to my legislators. I was down at the Capitol for, I think it was 15 hours or something ridiculous, and spoke at like 9 o'clock at night. And myself and the other women who were there as expert witnesses, people who had gone through similar things as me that were just looking for our rights to carry concealed on our college campuses, were ignored, just outright ignored. We watched people listen to us, kind of push us aside. We had one of the senators who was later recalled that was saying, you know, statistics aren't on your side, and really a gun wouldn't have helped you, when she has no idea what we went through. She was not there and has no clue how that feels to be a victim in that situation and to live your life afterwards with that mentality. And so when the votes went through, our campus carrying concealed on campuses ban actually died before it got to vote that Friday, but the rest of the gun legislation was rammed down our throats. We had a governor who did not listen to us. He was more taking calls from New York and D.C. than he was interested in listening to Coloradoans. So it was one of those times that I really got a good look at how our government works, and I wasn't happy with it and knew something needed to change. So it's been an interesting battle since then, and I hope that people aren't forgetting that now that the elections are rolling around.
Well, you know, You know how I feel about it. Bloomberg can't possibly know what you and I need to keep us safe.
Of course not. We are absolutely the best person to know how to best defend ourselves. Nobody else can tell us that.
And that's where the real rights issue comes in. I don't believe that it is the government's business to be concerned about my birth control. I believe it is their duty to secure my rights in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, which they seem to be real good at ignoring.
Right. I don't need somebody, especially my government, holding my hand throughout the day, telling me what decisions I can and can't make for myself. And when it comes to something as big as self-defense, after going through what I've gone through, that's not something anybody has the right to touch.
Well, I hate it that you went through this, but I admire you and how brave a woman you are to stand up and speak out. And in some days, I guess you have to relive it over and over and over again as you help others get through such a thing and maybe avoid the same type of scenario. Would a gun have helped you in your situation, Kimberly?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and I don't know that a gun could have helped preventing my assault. I was awakened in the very early morning hours in my own bed. Mm. I had no idea that I was being stalked for a week before that.
Wow.
And I was woken out of a dead sleep. So I can't say that a gun would have prevented that from happening. However, that's how I choose to defend myself now, because I don't want to be a victim again.
Well, one sitting there on the night table can sure help.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not, I mean, now we definitely do the tactical training that's necessary, but I didn't grow up around handguns. I mean, we had shotguns and that kind of stuff in the house for hunting purposes, but handguns weren't a part of my life. And it wasn't until something like this happened that I decided, you know what, I need to take the steps necessary to know how to use these weapons and have them and my control over them.
Well, so much of the time we just live our lives clueless. I mean, we walk around with our head somewhere else as we're going up and down the street, getting in and out of our cars in parking lots, whether it's day or night or in between, and we don't think about something else going on. You hadn't a clue that someone was stalking you.
No, and you shouldn't have to live like that. That's the unfortunate truth. I don't live my life in fear, but I am definitely more vigilant now. And I want these laws to not be taken away and not be infringed upon, because nobody else should have to fear people like this walking about in their normal day without having that sense of, okay, well, you know, that gun-free zone sign is definitely going to protect me. I'm sorry, the only person that's going to protect me is me.
Well, you know, the gun-free zones, all they're good for is creating victims.
That's really
unable to defend themselves. But what I meant walking around clueless is we, you know, if you were raised like I was, you weren't raised to be that careful. I mean, we need to be aware of our surroundings, and that's something in the little bit of training that I have had, you know, that you need to be aware. Be careful where you sit in restaurants and make sure that you can see. And those are things that we need to do when you're getting in and out of your car and parking lots. Be aware of your surroundings. And, you know, so many times we aren't.
Right.
And as women with children all around us and other things that are going on in our minds and in our day, we tend to not take care of ourselves in that respect.
Exactly. And they're just small things. I mean, they don't have to completely control your life. There's just small things that you can do to make yourself less of a victim. I mean, but this happened to me in the one place that should be the most sacred and safe place to a person. And even that sense of security was violated.
Absolutely. I mean, in your sleep, in your home, and in your bed, like I said, I'm sorry you went through that, hon. I really am. You know, the Second Amendment is there for many things, and our protection is one. We have the right to be able to defend and protect, and some states are better at taking care of us than other states, and we're just going to have to keep on them there in Colorado, Kimberly.
Oh, no kidding. I'm just watching this wonderful state that I've grown up into turn more and more blue, and it hurts to watch.
Well, it's up to the Republic. That's what I say every day. It's up to the Republic to stand up and start acknowledging these are our rights, and we're not going to let them be infringed or taken away, whether it's the first, the second, the third, the fifth, or whatever. Right. We need to stand on them. We're going into a break, Kimberly. We're going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Kimberly and Beth Ann will be right back. Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Kimberly Weeks, who is a woman who has been a victim and speaks out now for the women's rights to defend themselves and protect our Second Amendment, which is, that's what it's all about, is protecting ourselves. We can't always rely on someone else to be there. And Kimberly was a victim inside her own home. In the middle of the morning while she was still asleep, somebody was stalking her, and now she's an advocate for the Second Amendment and taking classes. It's something you have to continually do, isn't it, to take classes on your with your firearms and defensive training, and I've had people on talking about this before, and they had in the little paper that I got about you said you could talk about meeting your husband and learning about guns. Is it your husband that kind of got you started that direction?
It is. Like I said, we had, you know, shotguns in the house and stuff that my brother and my dad would hunt with, but handguns I had nothing to do with until I met my husband. I was working as a victim advocate for our local police department and met him on a call, actually. So he is still with the department and obviously has a lot of tactical training through work. So he first got me out to the range and really showed me, you know, the nuts and bolts of how they work and what I need to do. And so we've been to the range quite a few times for different scenarios, and there's just different preparedness actions that you can take, which has been excellent, being able to learn from him and also, you know, getting the instruction from a class as well.
Well, and women tend to be afraid of things we don't understand and know, so the best way to be comfortable is to stay at it.
Yep, and that's exactly what I found. I was, quite frankly, scared of these weapons until I was like, okay, it's not just going to go off by itself.
No.
And it's really the operator that is in control of that weapon. So it's taken, you know, quite a few years for me to feel really comfortable with carrying concealed and taking those steps that I need. But that's our line of self-defense because, you know, I like to joke that I sleep next to a cop every night and I still want my gun next to me.
Is your husband a police officer?
He is, yes.
That's good. So he has plenty of those and he can give you plenty of training and
exactly.
Other things. There's other things we can do. You know, I took a course. I used to be a secretary for a church for about 2.5 years. And they went, they let me go to what they call secretary's conference once a year. And I went there and they had one of the classes you could take different things, whether you were into the accounting or some other things, you know, computer, whatever the classes were. There was one that was put on by the Missouri Highway Patrol that was about defending yourself and safety, because so many times secretaries are left alone.
Right.
Inside the church. And, you know, you have transients that come through begging for this or that or needing this or that. And so you're alone and you can be a victim. And, of course, there you go. That's a gun-free zone, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And so there are other ways to take care of yourself and to defend yourself. And these things are important to know. And I think women need to, you know, we've got to start defending ourselves. We've got to start standing up for ourselves. We, you know, I like to have the door open for me, but I can also open that door.
Absolutely. And I think that the biggest part during this election cycle, too, is that, you know, we're getting hammered in Colorado with just ridiculous ads and everybody's too extreme for everybody else. I think the biggest thing is that women are being targeted as this special voting population when really we make up half of the voting population. We aren't the special interest group. Treat us like everyone else.
Equal.
Yes, we are equal.
You know, when they start separating you out, they're telling you you're not equal.
Right, and that's really the root of the war on women.
It is, and, you know, it's being perpetrated by the very ones who are claiming it.
Exactly.
But they don't understand. You know, they still think that I'm more concerned about my birth control than I am about my safety.
Well, and I've said this before, and I will say it again, I would rather have a gun to prevent this from happening, if at all possible, than birth control after the fact.
I agree. I agree 100%. Well, when you go around and you speak to groups, do you speak a lot to college girls? You know, college girls, they're out on their own for the first time as a rule, and they are kind of, no, I don't want to say clueless, but they're overwhelmed with what's going on in their lives. They're in a new experience and all this and that. What is your advice to them when you speak to them, Kimberly?
You know, I just kind of talk about the fact that I was the epitome of the person that this would never happen to. I mean, I grew up very, not sheltered necessarily, but I'm going to college in the same town I grew up in. I'm familiar with all of these places. Yet there are still all these new experiences of being out on your own and living by yourself for the first time and really just teaching that, hey, not everybody is looking out for your best interest and you're the one that's going to be responsible for your own safety. I think that's a big tool to teach. I know our colleges do a fairly good job of talking about, you know, drug-facilitated sex assaults or alcohol playing a part in those things, but at the end of the day, it's not always the case because here I am completely sober in my own bed and this still happens. So that there's a lot of different things that can happen, but I think that making sure that victim-blaming piece is not there is very, very important. And that's a lot of what these girls go through. I have not given one speech or one training where somebody didn't come up to me afterwards and say, hey, this actually happened to me. And that just, it breaks my heart, but at the same time, I hope that I am giving them just a little bit of inkling to do, if nothing else, talk about it with somebody.
Life goes on and it can still be good, can't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And the key word there was responsible. That's something that I talk about a great deal here regardless of what our topic is responsibility, personal responsibility. And the Republic out here has got to start being responsible. We want to sit here and fuss and complain about what the legislatures and the governors and the mayors and all this and that are doing and not doing. But, you know, we're their boss.
Right.
And we need to stay on them. I mean, keep those phones going, keep the emails going. You can Twitter them now, you can tweet, you can do all kinds of things. And you know, in small towns, take them out for coffee.
Absolutely.
Take them to lunch and let them know what's on your mind. You don't have to be ugly about it, but we need to be vigilant.
Right. And I mean, you're not going to gain any ground with, you know, the name calling or the Monday morning quarterbacking from your from your couch. It's getting out there and telling your story. And it may not be the same as mine, but your story is just as important as mine because you've lived it and you're the expert in your own life. And really involving these politicians and your government in your life is what this is all about.
You know, Kimberly, yesterday we talked about Ebola quite a bit. And actually, I talked about several different topics yesterday. I covered quite a bit. But with the Ebola and everybody's fussing at the government and D.C. and all this and that, not that they don't have some responsibilities. They most certainly do. Sure. But it comes down to local again. It comes down to local responsibility. We have to be prepared. We can't wait for someone else to be prepared, whether it's in our personal safety, whether it's in our health, regardless of what it is, we are the ones that have to hold the responsibility card and do something.
Right.
So, and whether it's in safety, like what we're talking about today with our Second Amendment and learning how to use a gun, you know, we have to know what's best for us. A gun that maybe works best for you isn't what's going to work best for me, and goes on and on and on, because we're all different sizes. We have different size hands, we have different makes and models, you know, and different lifestyles, you know. What kind of clothing do you wear? What kind of events do you go to on a regular basis? What are you going to do? And those are things that are discussed and taught when you go to these classes, aren't they, Kimberly?
Yes, and I think, you know, that point that you drive home is owning a gun might not be for everyone. I'm not asking you to go out and purchase an arsenal and train yourself if that's not what you want to do. All I'm asking is that you don't take that right away from me.
Absolutely. But again, you still have to be responsible.
Right? Yes.
If you choose not to carry a gun or to own a gun, you've got to consider your safety, because that doesn't make you any less likely to be a victim.
Right.
And you know, you still have to be very careful. I think women are probably they're probably worse than men. Of course, men they're a little bit larger, so maybe they don't think about it. But the women, I know when my children were small, Kimberly, and I was coming out of the grocery stores or something, well, you're watching kids and you're trying to make sure they don't run out behind a parked car and trying to get them all in the vehicle. And mine were all boys. I was trying to keep them from fussing and fighting it with
Bless
one
you.
Another. And, you know, and so, so you know, you go on and on and on with that, and you're really not paying attention to your surroundings. That probably kept me safe right there, having five boys right with me. But, you know, nobody's going to mess with that woman. But, you know, that is something that as women, you know, we have everyone else we're taking care of.
Exactly.
And we're ignoring ourselves.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, it needs to be counterintuitive where you have to take care of yourself first in order to take care of those that you love.
Absolutely. I wanted to mention, I just found this out this morning, and we're getting ready to go into a break. But here again, this is another issue where I think we have got to, and you say you've got a husband in law enforcement. I have a son that's in law enforcement. And here we are with another beheading in New York of a woman, and I guess it happened in her apartment. And I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back, if you don't mind, Kimberly. I want us to discuss about, you know, here again, it's going to have to be local. It's going to have to be personal responsibility. How are the citizens of the Republic going to defend ourselves against this? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're talking about the Second Amendment today and how to keep from being a victim. 877-895-5410. And Kimberly and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the Trifecta for $40, and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in one-unit 50-pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kimberly Weeks. She's an advocate for the Second Amendment for women's rights. It's not just women's rights. It's all of our rights. But taking it away is really, it's really giving women a bad deal, because we kind of need a gun. We can't usually out-wrestle somebody that's bigger than us. I'm not good into boxing, you know. Somebody was telling me, well, stand like a boxer. And I'm looking at him. This was one when I went to a shoot last week, and I go, I don't really box.
That's quite my cup of tea. You know, and as women, we are physically just smaller than men, and a gun is sometimes our only equalizing factor in those self-defense kind of areas.
Well, and that's what they say. But, you know, this took place in New York, and the news is still sketchy on what's actually happened. And whoever it was that did the beheading has killed himself, stepped in front of a train. After he beheaded this woman brutally, and she was probably in her 60s, they're guessing, and he was probably in his 30s. They don't know whether they want to call it a terrorist attack yet. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, it's, you know, I always get a kick out of these titles, you know, that they want to put on, you know, whether it's a hate crime.
Right.
Well, I don't know of any crime that isn't it doesn't go along with some kind of hate or
right.
disrespect or something. But whether it's a terrorist attack or whatever has happened here, it's, again, it's a man against a woman. She was obviously probably overpowered and was unable to defend herself. And they thought it was, the neighborhood there thought it was a hoax, thought it was a Halloween prank. And unfortunately, it was quite real. And again, locally, we have to take care of these things locally. We have to be aware of what's going on. You know, this happened, I think, in an apartment complex. And, you know, surely there was some noise. But anyway, it's another example, Kimberly, of why we need to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. I mean, and I'm just reading through the Fox News article here, and it is. It's just that I feel like they're interviewing these bystanders who just have this kind of gaping reaction, like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that just happened right next to me, and I had no idea. And that goes back to that, hey, personal vigilance isn't just for you. Sometimes it's protecting people that you didn't know needed protecting.
Oh, absolutely. Being aware of your surroundings when you go into restaurants or other issue or other places and knowing what's going on, paying attention to what's happening around you. I don't know that you would have seen or known that you had a stalker for a week or so, but you know, if you know, nowadays I bet you're a little more aware of what's going on around you when you do go out places. And you have children now too, don't you?
I do. I've got a one-year-old and one more on the way here
about
New Year's. So.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And kids alone, I mean, obviously are going to make you leery of everything. But, I mean, I am just much more aware of my surroundings when I – and I didn't feel like I wasn't at that time, I guess. But this whole week leading up to it, this man had followed my roommate and I home from a bar, which – okay, we were at a bar and didn't think much of brushing off someone who wanted to dance with us, and it wasn't in a crazy fashion. I mean, we didn't even remember it at all. And so to find out later that this is where he had seen us, he followed us all the way home across town, and then we're there in our apartment for a week, and he's listening in through cracked windows or whatever the case may be, finding out. I mean, he had all kinds of information about us. That we didn't, I mean, that's not something that we publicly talk about. I mean, it's in the comfort of your own home, these conversations, but unfortunately, they're being listened to. I mean, he knew my name, my roommate's name, where he worked, boyfriend's names, all kinds of stuff by the time that he actually broke in a week later.
Now, not to make you relive this, but you had a roommate. Was she not there when this happened?
And actually, as opposed to a lot of folks, I am very comfortable talking about this situation because of so much therapy and counseling and a great support network, which not everyone has. So,
okay.
Totally okay with answering questions about it. But I had two roommates at the time, two female roommates. We were on a ground floor apartment. The one roommate that he knew a lot of information about actually wasn't there that evening. She was staying at her boyfriend's house, but my other roommate was there. And she was sleeping the entire time and had no idea that it was happening.
Oh, my goodness.
And I always thought, like, you know, now in hindsight, I was like, yeah, probably maybe could have taken him, but I wasn't able to take that risk. He had kept my face covered. I was unable to scream, to fight, to run away. I had my sense of sight taken away from me. And so all these things that I had always thought, well, I'm prepared, I'm ready to take on an attack, were suddenly gone, and I had to rely on collecting as much information about this as I could. And that's something that I also get asked a lot, you know, will you carry concealed? Are you just ready to shoot whenever something comes up? I think one of the best things that I was taught in your concealed carry classes or whatever it might be is that sometimes the best scenario for you is to be a good witness. It's not always that we're just looking to whip our gun out and save the day. It's, you know, being vigilant, making sure that you're aware of your surroundings, taking in that information, because even though the cops are going to be, you know, minutes away when seconds count, sometimes the best thing that you can do is be a good witness.
Well, and so many times, you know, the victims are so, it's such shock that
yeah.
they don't remember what the criminal looked like. They don't remember what the stalker looked like or what happened. You know, they have
right.
trouble remembering it. So you did very well, I would say.
And I went through both sides of that where I knew that I was in a moment where this man has broken into my apartment. He's clearly capable of raping me. He's probably capable of killing me as well, where I'm having to remember each single detail in as much detail as I can. And those kind of tactics can work in everyday life, too, where if you're just picking out those small things that you would be able to report back to somebody if needed, that might be, you know, what leads that case together. But once I had the smallest inkling of safety, when I was on the phone with the 911 operator and I can hear the sirens in the distance, you know, my mind just goes completely blank, and I do have that, you know, fight or flight. It was definitely the flight, like, oh, my gosh, I black out. I don't remember anything because my mind had been working in overdrive that whole time.
Oh, absolutely, the adrenaline. We have a caller from Missouri. We have Jesse. Jesse, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I just got in on the tail end of your show, and usually I catch you every day, but I'm a little late today. And I understand you're talking about concealed carry, which I think is a wonderful thing for women because there's a lot of women that are victims. But I'd also, I happen to be a second degree black belt, and I would recommend that women also take some very serious martial arts training. Sometimes you can't get to your weapon, or you don't have it with you, or you run into a situation where you could get out of a situation by knowing some simple moves that we train in martial arts. My 18-year-old granddaughter started martial arts about 3 years ago, and she's now going to college here in the West Plains area. And I'm going to tell you what, if the campus rapist decided she looked good, he would have made a mistake.
He's going to know he dealt with a wildcat, huh?
He's going to wish he had looked elsewhere.
Well, thank goodness. I mean, I'm glad you're taking a part in that. Thank you, Jesse.
Oh, it's been a wonderful pleasure being a part of her training. But I really recommend that women also take some martial arts training so they can get out of chokeholds, they can get out of somebody grabbing you, they can get out of a hold when a man's got them all the way down to the ground. I just would fully recommend it. Even for your guest there, I'm sure she's probably very competent with a gun, but sometimes you run into a situation where you can't get to that weapon.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you never know. You can never be too prepared, but you never know what that situation is going to look like.
And you know, that's something that we go through in some of the training that I've had. Where are you going to carry this gun when you take it anyway? Are you going to keep it in your purse? Well, your purse isn't always with you, and you can't always get to it quick enough. So those are things. And, Jesse, that's a great idea. And that is something that Tim, when I went to Iowa, that's what he says. You've got to take these other classes as well. Kimberly, stick with me. And, Jesse, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Thank you
all
so
right.
much for
Thanks,
listening.
Jesse.
We're going
Have a
in.
Great day.
Thank you. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're talking about our Second Amendment, self-defense, personal responsibility, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent. We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. Have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. You know, Kimberly, I put a picture up when I posted that we were going to be on the air this morning, and I'm actually shooting. I went to a defensive training class, and I'm actually shooting in the rain. It's really a gorgeous picture. And I have a shirt on that I received when I went to Philadelphia and spoke. I received a shirt from another female who was for the 2A, and it says on the back, it's got the picture of the handgun. It says the ultimate in feminine protection.
That's awesome.
And it's a black shirt with the pink writing, and it's just one of my favorites. And I thought, well, how appropriate. I'll put that on there today.
I really like that.
You know, it's we go back to personal responsibility, and I think women tend to not think about being, well, we might think about being a victim, but we don't think about what we can do. And I think when Jesse called, have you taken some classes in self-defense in that regard?
Not really. I mean, I was in a sorority and we had different program meetings come in, and one of them was a self-defense trainer. So we had like a few little moves that you could do, but it's not intended to give you a false sense of security, but I think, you know, what Jesse's talking about is right. You can never have too many tools in your toolbox.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, we have to realize even though we're small, we can do something.
Right. Absolutely, we can.
You know, I'm old enough that years and years ago, they used to tell women not to fight. And now they tell them
that was years ago. I think that was last year in the Colorado House. You should pee on yourself,
no.
Or you know, use a rape whistle or call box, because those will do the trick.
Oh yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, it's that alone was enough to make me kind of get up in arms, so to speak, pun intended. But it was just one of those where I'm like, are you kidding? Is people still think that these tactics work? I actually used most of those. Besides the ballpoint pen, I had lied to my attacker. The first lie that I came up with was that I had a sexually transmitted disease. I had said that I was going to urinate on myself. I kept saying that I was claustrophobic and that he needed to move the shirt. I had tried all of these things that they're doing, but and sex assault specifically, and a lot of times with domestic violence cases, they're not sex-driven. It's power and control. And if they don't have all of the power and control in that room, then you're equalizing that playing field.
Well, was he that hurt that you wouldn't dance with him?
Huh? You know what? Apparently, and when you're looking more at the case, because I've absolutely dived through everything that's available to me, it looks like he would have probably progressed into some kind of serial rapist category, where it may have ended in sexual homicides as well, just based on his profile. But I was the first victim, and it can be something as small as just turning down somebody for a dance. But this was somebody who was trolling a lot of the college area campuses or the college area apartments, taking pictures of women sunbathing. I mean, there was definitely some factors there. But this is also somebody who's 4 years older than me and a 4.0 criminal justice major at the local college.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So.
We have another caller from Georgia. We have Joseph. Joseph, how are you today?
All right. How about you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just something real quick. And the first time I've seen this suggested was an American Rifleman about 20-something years ago. And I've got a full-size 9mm. You know, I've got some hunting guns and stuff. But my main carry gun is a Charter Arms aluminum frame 5-shot 38, and it weighs 1 pound loaded. It's not something you want to put heavy loads in, but it with like your Powerball, that's a good load recommended by Gun Test. It's real controllable. And you see, for anybody, especially a woman, see that little 38, a big man, he can't hardly get it away from her. There's no, you know, hardly any barrel sticking out to get leverage on. Plus, with the concealed carry purses or in the coat pocket, see, that's a totally concealed hammer. The frame, you know, the hammer's totally inside the frame. And you can shoot that when it's in your purse or a pocket. Say if a woman's got her keys in one hand, she can have the other hand on that gun going in the house or getting in her car. And you see, that's most of the time a woman's going to be attacked, it's up close, you know, so that's what you want. You don't want no big gun, but you're not going to be in a prolonged gun battle. A little 5-shot 38, you know, weighs 1 pound loaded. That's the ideal thing, really, for anybody in an up-close situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't beat it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Joseph. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, Kimberly, and he's right. It's not. We're not going to have to shoot from afar. We're going to have to shoot up close.
Well, these are up close and personal crimes. So,
yes,
of course, that battle is going to take place up close and personal if it does come to that.
Yes.
I think something else important to note, too, that I've learned is you always think, oh, my gosh, if I'm purse carrying, I got to take my gun out of my purse. That's not always the case. You can shoot through a purse.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not well-versed in this part, but I just heard about from my doctor, actually. They've got little holsters that look like a wallet that you can actually shoot through if for men to carry concealed as well. So I'd have to get more info on that, but he was showing me pictures of his, and it was pretty darn cool.
Well, that is pretty neat. I haven't seen those yet.
I know. I hadn't seen them either. I was like, well, that's innovative. I like it.
Yeah, I'm looking for some different holsters as well, so we'll just have to kind of keep an eye. If you find that, you email that to me. Okay?
I definitely will. Well, and my birthday present this year was actually a nice new little concealed carry, and I got a holster from my son.
That's just awesome.
Yes, it was perfect.
Well, do you know what you're having this time?
We do. We didn't find out with our son, and I loved that surprise. And my husband this time was like, I can't take it. I can't take it the 9 months. So we're having a girl.
You're having a girl. One of each. Well, how precious.
Yes, we are very excited.
Well, we wish the very best. And you said your little boy's one?
Yep. He'll be 18 months, so they're a little close together.
Well, I did that my first three.
Oh, gosh.
It was wild. It was a wild time, I'll tell you. Now, I look back, and life is a blur.
Yeah, I can't wait. So, I mean, this has definitely just been a wild ride, too, and I'm so happy with how things have turned out.
Well, you know, they'll be close.
Absolutely.
They'll fight like you know, banshee chickens, but they'll be close.
we'll get through it. It'll be better in adult life.
Absolutely. Well, I had all sons, so they still kind of have a little rivalry going on. That's just the male thing, but they're close. They love to get together, and they'll stay up all night talking and playing games and such. So we are just about out of time. We're down to about 30 seconds. Kimberly, what would you like to tell the listeners?
I think that just personal protection and your role in our government lies with you first and foremost, and that I may only be one voice, but you are the same type of voice as well, and that you too can do as much as I have.
Absolutely. Make that one voice loud and clear. Yeah. And keep it coming. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for what you're doing for women and for all Americans across the way, fighting for our Second Amendment and our right not to have birth control, but our right to defend ourselves. Thank you so much. It's going to take every single one of us to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Do you believe in magic?
Now you see it.
Now you don't. The real magic of control is now you see it, now you don't, and your freedoms are gone. Richard Mack, gleaning from his wisdom and experience, titled his newest book, The Magic of Gun Control, knowing there is no such thing as magic, but only planned and thought-out illusions. We're being fed illusions when government officials tell us gun control will make and keep us safer. We're being fed illusions as truth when officials try to make us believe that the bad guys will obey their gun laws and restrictions. It is with years of experience that Sheriff Mack knows the only magic in gun control is when the Second Amendment is honored, and then America is truly free. Order The Magic of Gun Control today. Send $22 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Order The Magic of Gun Control today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.